Good morning. The primary behind us. Some of the other results. Brad Path moving on. The Democratic State Senator in the 3rd Congressional District to take on Republican Derek Van Orden. In the 60th Assembly District race, Karen Hurd advancing there. And in the 23rd State Senate District, Jesse James, the Assemblyman, advancing over his opponents. On the line with us, a winner in our hearts, Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk about, let's both think about the idea of running for office. It has an appeal, but it's a lot of work, right? Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, I was just thinking about that recently, the idea of being able to work as a public servant in that regard. And, you know, but watching some friends who have run for office, I think I would be exhausted. I feel exhausted watching what they end up doing.
Sure. I mean, I think in talking with even some of the candidates this cycle, again, doesn't matter, like Assembly, Senate, I think it gets a little different if you're running for Congress in terms of the retail politics, right. But it is that idea of, you know, knocking on a lot of doors. And I heard candidates, Assembly right. and Senate, that's, you know, wearing out the shoes. I mean, just that meeting the voter, right? I mean, Karen Hurd, I talked to, she said she did 5,000 doors. So.
Wow.
Yeah. And, and Brian Westray, I know, talking to him in the 23rd State Senate. I mean, just that's three times, you know, that's three Assembly districts, you know, so.
You know, and I think there's an appeal to getting to know what's important to people, you know, to saying hello. And, you know, I think there's definitely an appeal to that. But again, I it would definitely take a commitment to step into that space.
Yeah. I just think, I mean, when I see like all the, I mean, you got to have a team, right? I mean, you're getting up all, you know, getting these signs. Sometimes they're homemade, getting them out all over the place. And then it's ephemeral because there's a temporary shelf life. Like, it's just for a little season. So.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Okay.
Are you going to run next time around?
No. Are you?
I don't think so, no.
There's a reason I've stayed in this gig when I'm in the country. So, all right, let's go with... we got a bunch of scripture today because the way it lines up... See, we go by letters to the beloved, and you talk... You put verses... Matthew 6:27-30 in one giant paragraph. So,
right, I did.
Go for it.
Yeah, so beginning at verse 27, it says, "Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith?"
Mm. And about those verses in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, which many of our early morning listeners have snagged a copy off Amazon, you write, "Do you imagine that fret and worry are an elixir for a long life? Do you think that if you feel anxious enough about the world's problems, you'll somehow solve them in your thoughts? You have a closet full of clothes, yet you worry about whether they're the right style, season, or name brand. Being a stylish dresser does nothing to guarantee your success in my kingdom. Have you ever looked at a lily? Delicate and beautiful, I provide its clothing. A field of lilies or even a meadow of wildflowers eclipses the magnificence of the most in-demand fashions. Flowers are here today and gone tomorrow, often treated as weeds. If I'm committed to creating such beauty for a fleeting moment, will I not also take care of your needs? When you become anxious and believe that you must do everything yourself, you communicate that you do not trust me to provide." Thoughts?
Yeah, that's a hard one. You know, I, as someone who is enamored by the beauty of flowers and so forth, I feel this, but you know, I think it's also there's that tendency to feel anxious about, well, I must be doing more, I must be pressing in and doing more, and when I do that, sometimes it's easy to forget that God says that he will take care of me.
What does it do though? I mean, for you, as you really, you're focusing in on the bumblebee or on flowers.
Yeah.
I mean, what And for me, I mean, when you see a bird or a sparrow, right, it can't help but bring to mind this passage in terms of
right.
if God cares for this animal, how much more does he care for his image yeah. bearers, right?
Yeah. You know, and I think for me, that's part of, you know, I love bumblebees because they're just fun to watch. But mm-hmm. I think there's also the reality that, you know, they just kind of go about their business. They're not particularly concerned about what's going on around them. If you watch, sometimes they will stop and take a nap on a flower, you know, and it's really, even though they're going about their work and doing their day-to-day things, they'll stop and rest. They will just kind of go about and do what it is they need to do without feeling particularly stressed about it. At least that's how it seems in watching them.
Have I asked you before, with your bumblebee fondness, why not be a beekeeper?
Yeah, you know, I don't know that I have the space for it, and I'm also concerned my dogs would either get stung or mess
yeah.
with the bees, and so that's been my hesitation there.
There you go. All right, just be a fan in your own right. Very good.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Jason Kanz from jasoncanz.com. Letters to the Beloved, devotional commentary in the New Testament. Caleb, I have some fantastic news in our Backpack to School Challenge.
All right, let's hear it.
Our goal this past hour from 5:30 on was 6 backpacks by 7. And again, I needed to update things, and I saw and I thanked Bob and Rice Lake, and I also thanked
Bob.
Kirk and Eau Claire.
Thank you, Kirk.
But, you know, you just kind of, if you don't look carefully, you know, 50 and 500, you might miss something. And so it turns out that, yes, Kirk's stepping up for 10 backpacks.
Goodness gracious.
10.
Wow.
So we blew away the goal of 6. How about 11 backpacks by 7 o'clock?
Praise the Lord for
yeah.
that. I think we were at 112 uh-huh. last night. And so that puts us at, 123 on our way to 200 or more.
I got goosebumps. Thank you so much to those guys.
Thank you. Thank you. And, coming up, I think my challenge, I'll issue mm-hmm. my challenge for the week coming up in just a few minutes here in the WIB Wake Up Show. And it has to do with my kids. Well, Halvo, if my count is correct, we're just 77 away with today, tomorrow, and Friday remaining 77 away from reaching our goal. And Lord willing, we'll reach it and even exceed it, if God blesses, for the Backpack to School Challenge. And today is a day, again, when we do these one-week drives, we want to get stuff moving, right? On Wednesday and Thursday, and know our blessed Procrastinators Club. There's always folks who are going to come in under the wire, and we're so thankful for you. But in the past, we've thought, well, you know, what can we do personally? And so I was thinking about this, and what's my challenge this week? You know, how do I put skin in the game and say I want to help these kids as well? And I was talking with Betsy last night, and then of course we both end up as kind of blubbering messes because Betsy and I get to chatting, and Betsy was sharing how she's been sharing on the air with this her struggles as a single mom,
and how
she's faced that financial crunch this time of year where it's I'm working hard, I'm trying to provide for my child, but maybe they outgrow the jeans and the jackets and the shoes or they wear out, and then the new grade and the new backpack needed and all the school supplies. And I mean it's a lot. It's
yeah.
a lot that's needed this time of year, and we want to step in and help relieve some of that stress, some of that burden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of the pressure to keep up with the, you know, not it's not even just keeping up with the Joneses. It's just like this is what's expected, right?
I mean,
in terms of your child going to school.
And I think one of the things that breaks my heart is unfortunately, in just the world that we live in, I think a lot of children, we talked with Danny Graham, the homeless services coordinator, about this in the past, too. Kids get targeted and picked out when they show up to school on that first day. If they don't have the right things, it's like they get made fun of for being poor. Well, yeah. I mean, kids get targeted for bullying right at the beginning of the year if they don't have the right things. And that shame and embarrassment a child feels when they don't have something through no fault of their own. They're not supposed to provide for themselves. And if for whatever reason those caring for them are not able to provide, then they show up and that dread of, well, what are other kids going to say, not only now but throughout the entire school year if I don't have those same things. And it's would love to just say, well, that could never happen. But it does. It does. Kids get bullied and picked on just for something completely out of their control. And so in my heart, that's one of those things that I can't do everything, but if I can protect a child or two from that by just making sure in a small way that they can feel normal, feel like the other kids have what the other kids have at the beginning of the year, that's what I want to do. And so my challenge is for my kids, and this is something that, again, Jesus doesn't talk to me in the mirror. It's just something that God laid on my heart, is do a gift for each of your kids.
Mm.
And so that's four kids. And I kind of thought, well, Lord, could I just do the ones that are in... I was kind of Jonah-ing it. And I was like, Lord, could I just do the ones that are in school? Like the ones that are school age? But it's no. I want to do something. So four kids, four backpacks, $200. And that's what I want to do personally. And that's my challenge for you out there. And you know, even as I was grumbling just a little bit, you know, I'd love to just say I'm cheerful all the time about giving. But even as I was grumbling a little bit, it's like, well, I'm not my parents. And happy birthday to my mother today. More on that later. But who have nine kids, you know, I just have the four. So I'm challenging you today to give a gift in honor of your kids. Maybe it's kids, maybe it's grandkids. Maybe you're like my family who's homeschooled, and it's easy to say, well, it's not our problem. You know, we're paying enough for curriculum and we're paying taxes and all this stuff. And, you know, let them sort it out themselves. I'm urging you to have empathy and to have compassion. And if you're able to give a gift in honor of one child or two children or however many you have, that's my challenge today, is give a backpack of school supplies for another child. I'm blessed to be able to provide for my children. Others struggle with that. And so I would ask that you might think about doing that in honor of your kids here today. So that's the challenge. The goal is 200 by the end of the week. And that's what I want to do at WWIB.com/backpacks. If you'd like to help, we would be honored for your prayer support and your gifts. All right, so today, I don't know what we should call it, but I love alliteration, so call it the Child Challenge today for the Backpack to School Challenge, kind of our challenge within a challenge. And so I'd mentioned again, just what had been laid on my heart is to do a backpack for each of my four kids, and saying maybe you would consider that too for your kids or grandkids, and wondering, well, is anybody going to take me up on that? Well, you bet they did. Tracy from Chippewa Falls.
Way to go, Tracy.
Gives $150 in honor of Grant, Delaney, and Colin. So, again, for each of her kids, supplying another child with their needed backpack and school supplies so they can start their school year off right, to take some burden off those families, to bless them, and just say, we don't know what you're walking through, but if times are hard right now, we're going to embrace you. We're going to love on you. We're going to show you the love of Christ. So thank you, Tracy and family from Chippewa Falls, for stepping up. And if others want to as well, WWIB.com/backpacks. WIB.com/backpacks. And again, there's no guilt whatsoever if you're not able to do anything, or if you're not able to do something for every child, or maybe you're like my family where I'm the second of nine kids. You're like, that's a lot, Caleb. But if you want to take the Child Challenge, that's what we're putting out there today, is giving a gift in honor of your children, saying if they were in that situation, God forbid, but if they were in that situation, I would love for someone, even as a complete stranger, to step up and embrace them and love them and care for them that way. It's a winning Wednesday, Halvo.
That's right. We got a couple of movie tickets for Mycon Cinemas, the movie of your choice, here this morning. Two of these great tickets. I saw Super Pets was out there lately.
Yeah.
And I know Michael's been talking about that. And anyhow, a lot of great selections. So Mike and Connie from Chippewa Falls to Eau Claire, and now even downtown Eau Claire in terms of new releases as well. But kind of different. It's the hole in the headline question this morning.
Yes. And again, so this is a real headline, something that actually happened. And we're going to leave a gap in the headline. And you have to call it 715-723-2555 and tell us what it is.
That's right. 723-2555. Here it is. For two Mycon movie tickets, guess the word that's missing in this headline: airline passenger fined after two undeclared blank were found in luggage. What is it? Airline passenger fined after two undeclared blank were found in luggage. Tell us what it is. 723-2555 for two Mike on movie tickets.
And again, something that didn't declare going through customs, and, and it can get you in trouble.
Yeah.
What was it, though? What was it? 715-723-2555. Hole in the headline here on a Win It Wednesday on WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show. 715-723-2555. You are allowed to guess more than once. Just call back if you don't have the right answer. 715-723-2555. Our first guesser for Hole in the Headline. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your guess? Go ahead. What do you think? They're being shy. Good morning, WWIB. Hmm. All right, we'll try again. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. And let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your guess?
Egg McMuffin.
Egg McMuffin. Isn't an Egg McMuffin?
Yes.
You found that headline. Yes, it is an Egg McMuffin. Undeclared.
Who are we talking to?
Cliff from Spooner, Stone Lake.
Cliff from Spooner. Have you ever failed to declare an Egg McMuffin when traveling internationally?
I don't think I've ever had one internationally.
Oh. So, had you heard this story, Cliff, or what?
I did. It was actually a trivia question on
somewhere else
I watched last week.
Ah, somebody beat us to it.
We held this in reserve. Yeah, he was fined $1,874 after these egg and sausage muffins were in his luggage. There you go.
That is an expensive, expensive Egg McMuffin, even with inflation. Well, it's our mini challenge this morning, the Backpack to School Challenge. Thank you to the three of you so far who have stepped up after my challenge saying, you know what, I'm going to do a gift of a backpack in honor of each of my four children. And maybe you're saying, hey, that's something I can do. Maybe you're thinking about it. Maybe you're saying, hey, I'm not able to financially, but I'll pray that others would be able to meet this need this week. Thank you for however you are participating in that. And again, thank you so much to Tracy and to Randy and to Sherry, who all said, hey, I'll give a gift in honor of my child or my children this morning to help provide for other kids who might otherwise be going without, or families who are really struggling to provide just for those basic necessities at the start of the school year.
Brian Quaid with us in studio here, WWIB. And Brian and I have gotten to know each other a lot better in the last year.
For sure.
Our son's playing soccer together at Eau Claire North, and great buddies. And the Backpack to School Challenge, Bethesda taking part with the We Care Eau Claire Churches. And exciting here seeing the support of WIB listeners, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's super cool to see so many people getting involved, and especially through this promotion this week. That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
I know we have that child challenge or children challenge out there, too, if you'd like to give a gift. That's what I was moved to do in honor of my four kids, and maybe you'd like to do that as well, wwib.com/backpacks. But, Brian, first let's talk about how you got involved with this and maybe where your heart is at, the need that you've seen and why you feel it's important to be involved personally.
Yeah, so I got involved 3 years ago when Jordan kind of from Peace then came around and just said they were doing their own thing and had just too many needs, and they were asking for other churches to come and help. And so we did that and then started kind of working together to do this just because we really wanted to help communicate to the community that we care about them, that we care about kids. We want people to know that churches are a good resource for them, that we see them and that we want to help. And so it's just been exciting to see, to be able to work alongside the school district and to see kind of the respect that the partnership coordinators and the principals have for the churches in town because of the way we're caring for kids. It's been really good.
And I guess, I mean, the distribution coming up at Phoenix Park on August 22nd, 4:30 to 7:30, but you've been a part of it before. And in terms of when we say as radio broadcasters, like, there really is this need. I mean, can you speak to that? Like, hey, there's thousands of kids that really rely on this.
Yeah, for sure. Thousands throughout the Chippewa Valley, for sure. Our goal in Eau Claire is 900 backpacks, and I think we might be able to pack more than that this year. And so we're just, we're looking forward to meeting the needs. And we found out last year that through this event, it really reduced the impact that the district had to hand out things on their own.
Nice.
And so they've just really appreciated it. And so we're looking forward to what we can do. And it's been a great opportunity just to kind of walk through the event with families and get to know them a little bit and have that personal connection. And so that's cool, too.
Here on the WIB Wake Up Show, talking with Brian Quaid, executive pastor at Bethesda Lutheran in Eau Claire and part of We Care Eau Claire, part of 20 different churches. We're collaborating on this and part of what we are fundraising for in our Backpack to School Challenge, Valley Vineyard, their backpack distribution in Chippewa Falls and also We Care Eau Claire. You talk about those personal connections, Brian. Are there any stories or things that you can share out of that from families, maybe just letting you know how this has helped them, how it's maybe relieved financial anxiety or stress, lifted a burden from them?
We've certainly gotten little notes and stuff from kids just saying thank you so much. And it's just been, you know, and just walking through last year with families, just, you know, it's a stressful thing. They want to give their kids a good year, and when they're struggling to provide what they need to, it's just overwhelming. And so they were just very encouraged to be able to go through and pick out the backpack that they needed and have the stuff that they needed, and some great community resources alongside with us there at the event too. So it's cool.
Brian, people have heard you a lot of times giving the message Sunday mornings, 11 o'clock hour, Bethesda here on WWIB, their service carried for years. As you have a chance to just close things out and talk directly to listeners this morning, why should they consider, giving money? You could cover $50 for one backpack, $100 for two or more. Why should they do that?
We care about kids, and we are trying to help our community know that we in the church see them, care about them, and want to help meet their needs, because more than backpacks, we know Jesus ultimately meets their needs, and we want to make those connections, have those relationships, so eventually they can meet Jesus too.
Yeah, the living, moving church, right? Because the church isn't static. I mean, what do we see in Scripture? You know, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Gates don't move, right? It's the church moving against those gates. It's the church going out and saying, you know, we are the hands and feet of Christ, so we don't wait for the world to come. We go out to them and we preach the good news. And part of the way we do that, part of the practical outworking of our faith is caring for those in our community. And like James said, we don't just say, hey, I wish you well, be warm and well fed. But by the grace of God, we do everything that we can to show God's love through our actions. Brian, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for what We Care Eau Claire is doing. And Lord willing, we'll see this goal met and even exceeded by Friday.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. It's great.
WWIB.com/backpacks or right at the top of the page, WWIB.com, if you would like to help that Child or Children Challenge still out there from me personally today, saying, would you consider giving a backpack gift in honor of one or more of your kids here today before 9 a.m.
All right, the WIB Wake Up Show heading down the home stretch here for a Wednesday. And, of course, through Friday, we're trying to raise $10,000 or more, working with our great generous sponsors who combined to give us a great head start of more than $2,500. And we started the morning more than halfway there. We had a great stretch here earlier this morning. Kirk and Eau Claire donating $10 for 10 backpacks. That's fantastic. But Caleb, you introduced into the mix the Child Challenge. What is that?
Yeah, so the Child or Children Challenge, again, because it's just something that I want to be able to be involved in this personally and not just ask you all to do something that I wouldn't do myself. And so I just thought, well, if my kids were in that situation, I would want someone to feel compassion for them and to serve them if they were in a situation where our family was struggling and they couldn't necessarily have the backpacks and school supplies, the things needed for back to school like the other kids have. And so I just wanted to say my challenge personally is for your child, for your children, would you consider giving a gift in honor of each one of them? And so for my four kids, I want to give a pledge, a backpack and school supply donation for each one of them to help other children, because God's blessed us so much, we can't help but bless others.
Okay, I'm scratching my head because I know you're good at math. You say you're four kids.
I'm not good at math.
But I'm counting Lily, and I'm counting Cooper, and I'm counting Nora, but where's the fourth?
Well, see, there's the thing that you pick up on, Havo.
I'm a news guy.
Yeah, yeah. Child number four is coming this December in the Swenson household.
Congratulations.
I don't think we've mentioned that to date. A few of you might know, but yeah, we're very excited to welcome a precious new little one this December to our household. And again, born and pre-born, that's how I count them. So four children in the Swenson household.
So you're willing to give support to the Backpack to School Challenge for your yet-to-be-born child.
Yes, absolutely. And I was saying just after 8:30, it would be great if we could get five people who would take me up on my challenge this morning in honor of your child or your children. My mom responded, so we need four more in 4 minutes.
All right, well.
WWIB.com/backpacks. You'd have plenty of time to do that before 9 if you go there now, WWIB.com, that big red banner at the top of the page. You can do it after 9 as well, too. We just like trying to hit goals before 9 o'clock. But again, it's all to serve others here in our communities through these very, very large backpack distributions, expecting to serve over 2,000 children.